First Chronicles chapter 20. And it came to pass that after the year was expired, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the power of the army, and wasted the country of the children of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained in Jerusalem, and Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it. And David took the crown of their king from off his head, and found it to weigh a talent of gold. And there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also exceedingly much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that were in it, and cut them with saws and with harrows of iron and with axes. Even so dealt David with all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this that there arose war at Geza with the Philistines, at which time Sibachai the Hushathite slew Sippai that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Jair slew Lahmi the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear staff was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, six on each hand and six on each foot, and he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimea, David's brother, slew him. These were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, "Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it." And Joab answered Yahweh, "Make his people 100 times so many more as they are. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then does my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel?" Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to David, and all they of Israel were 1,000, and 100,000 men that drew the sword. And Judah was 400, 70,000 men that drew the sword. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. And David said to God, "I have sinned greatly, because I have done this thing, but now I beseech you, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly." And Yahweh spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and tell David, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I offer you 3 things, choose you one of them, that I may do it to you." So Gad came to David and said to him, "Thus says Yahweh, choose you either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be destroyed before your foes, while that the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else for 3 days the sword of Yahweh, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of Yahweh destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore advise yourself what word I shall bring back to him that sent me." And David said to Gad, "I am in great distress. Let me fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man." So Yahweh sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, Yahweh beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, "It is enough, stay now your hand." And the angel of Yahweh stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of Yahweh stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said to God, "Is it not that I commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed, but as for these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray you, O Yahweh my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on your people, that they should be plagued." Then the angel of Yahweh commanded Gad to stay to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto Yahweh in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spoke in the name of Yahweh. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel and his four sons with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat, and as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto Yahweh. You shall grant it to me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Ornan said to David, take it to you, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give you the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering. I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, no, but I will truly buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is yours for Yahweh, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon Yahweh, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And Yahweh commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. At that time, when David saw that Yahweh had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of Yahweh, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of Yahweh. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, this is the house of Yahweh God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to hew work stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the joints, and brass in abundance without weight. Also cedar trees in abundance for the Zidonians, and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be built for Yahweh must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build a house for Yahweh God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of Yahweh my God. But the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, you have shed blood abundantly, and have made great walls. You shall not build a house unto my name, because you have shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel for ever. Now, my son, Yahweh be with you, and prosper you, and build the house of Yahweh your God, as he has said to you. Only Yahweh give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of Yahweh your God. Then shall you prosper if you take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which Yahweh charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. Now, behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of Yahweh 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and you may add thereto. Moreover, there are workmen with you in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise therefore, and be be doing, and Yahweh be with you. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, Is not Yahweh your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before Yahweh and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek Yahweh your God. Arise therefore and build you the sanctuary of Yahweh God, to bring the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of Yahweh. 1 Chronicles chapter 23. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward. And their number by their heads, man by man, was 38,000. Of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of Yahweh, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised Yahweh, with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. And David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, the chief was Jehiel, and Zehan and Joel, three. The sons of Shimei, Shelemith and Haziel and Haran, three. These were the chief of the fathers of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zena, and Jeush and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. And Jahath was the chief, and Zizar the second, but Jeush and Beriah had not many sons, therefore they were in one reckoning, according to their father's house. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Aziel, four. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons for ever, to burn incense before Yahweh, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name for ever. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the chief. And the son of Eleazar was Rehabiah the chief. And Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelemith the chief. Chief of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, and Jekamim the fourth. Of the sons of Aziel, Mikar the first, and Jeziah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli, Eleazar and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons but daughters, and their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mushi, Mahli, and Eder, and Jeremoth, three. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their heads, that did the work for the service of the house of Yahweh, from the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, Yahweh, God of Israel, has given rest to his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem for ever. And also to the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Yahweh, in the courts and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both for the showbread, and for the fine flour for meat offering, and for the unleavened cakes, and for that which is baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, and for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahweh, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto Yahweh in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feasts by number, according to the order commanded to them, continually before Yahweh, and that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of Yahweh. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, but Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. And David distributed them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus were they divided. Among the sons of Eleazar there were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar, according to the house of their fathers. Thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another, for the governors of the sanctuary and governors of the house of God were of the sons of Eleazar and of the sons of Ithamar. And Shemaiah, the son of Nethaneel, the scribe, one of the Levites, wrote them before the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and before the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, one principal household being taken for Eleazar, and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoereb, the second to Jedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Sirim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Elishibib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshibib, the 15th to Bilgar, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hizir, the 18th to Hapsiz, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Delaiah, the 24th to Maziah. These were the orderings of them in their service to come into the house of Yahweh, according to their manner under Aaron their father, as Yahweh God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi were these: of the sons of Amram, Shabael; of the sons of Shabael, Jehadiah. Concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Izhiah. Of the Izharites, Shelemoth; of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath. And the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, Jekamim the fourth. Of the sons of Aziel, Michar; of the sons of Michar, Shamir; the brother of Michar was Isaiah; of the sons of Isaiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Josiah, Beno. The sons of Merari by Josiah, Beno and Shoham, and Zachar and Ibri. Of Mahli came Eleazar, who had no sons. Concerning Kish, the son of Kish was Jeramiel. The sons also of Mushi, Mahli and Eder and Jerimoth. These were the sons of the Levites after the house of their fathers. These likewise cast lots over against their brethren, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, and Zadok and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, even the principal fathers, over against their younger brethren. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, and with psalteries, and with cymbals, and the number of the workmen according to their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zachar, and Joseph, and Nehaniah, and Azarelah, the sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king, of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, and Zeri, and Jeshaiah, Hashabiah, and Mattithiah, 6, under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp, to give thanks and to praise Yahweh. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uzziel, Sheberil, and Jerimoth, Hananiah, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliathar, Giddalti, and Romamtezer, Josh, Bekashar, Malathai, Hothir, and Mahathioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hands of their father for song in the house of Yahweh, with cymbals, psalteries, and harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of Yahweh, even all that were cunning, were 288. And they cast lots, ward against ward, as well the small as the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12. The third to Zachar, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fourth to Isri, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The sixth to Bekiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The seventh to Jesh Arulahar, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The eighth to Jeshaiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The tenth to Shimei, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 11th to Azareel, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 13th to Shabael, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 14th to Mattithiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 16th to Hananiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 17th to Josh-Bekashar, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 18th to Hanani, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 19th to Malothi, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 20th to Elithar, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 21st to Hothir, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 22nd to Gidalti, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 23rd to Mahaziath, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 24th to Romamtezer, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. First Chronicles chapter 26. Concerning the divisions of the porters of the Korahites was Meshelemiah the son of Kore of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elioenai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehoshabad the second, Joah the third, and Sakar the fourth, and Nethaneel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pulthai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also unto Shemaiah his son were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valour. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni and Rephael, and Obed Elzabad, whose brethren were strong men, Elihu and Semachiah, all these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, able men for strength for the service, were 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, strong men 18. Also Hozar of the children of Merari had sons, Simri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Hozar were 13. Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men, having woods one against another, to minister in the house of Yahweh. And they cast lots, as well the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And the lot eastward fell to Shelemiah, then for Zechariah his son, a wise counsellor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obed-Edom southward, and to his sons the house of Asuppim. To Shuppim and Hosah, the lot came forth westward, with the gate Shalacheth, by the causeway of the going up, ward beside ward. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and toward Asuppim 2 and 2. At Parba westward 4 at the causeway, and 2 at Parba. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Kore, and among the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasuries of the house of God, and over the treasuries of the dedicated things. As concerning the sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonite Ladan, chief fathers, even of Ladan the Gershonite, was Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and Joel his brother, which were over the treasuries of the house of Yahweh, of the Amramites and the Izharites and the Hebronites and the Uzzielites. And Sheberul the son of Gershon, the son of Moses, was ruler of the treasuries, and his brethren by Eliezer, Rehibiah his son, and Jeshiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zikri his son, and Shelemith his son, which Shelemith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things which David the king and the chief fathers, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of Yahweh. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, and whoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brethren. Of the Israelites, Chenaiah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges. And of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valour, 1,700, were officers among them of Israel on this side of the Jordan, westward in all the business of Yahweh, and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites was Jerijah the chief, even among the Hebronites according to the generations of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valour at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren, men of valour, were 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to know the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year of every course were 24,000. Over the first course for the first month was Jashobeam the son of Zabdiel, and in his division were 24,000. Of the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodai and Ahahite, and of his course was Mikloth also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. This is that Benaiah who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amizabad his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Azahel the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah his son after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamhuth the Israelite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibbecai the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer the Anathothite of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharai the Netophathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah the Pirathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites was Eliezer the son of Zikri of the Simeonites, Shephatiah the son of Machchar, of the Levites, Hashabiah the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronite Zadok, of Judah Elihu, one of the brethren of David, of Issachar Omri the son of Michael, of Zebulun Ishmael the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali Jerimoth the son of Azriel, of the children of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Azariah, of the half tribe of Manasseh, Joel the son of Pedaiah, of the half tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Idu the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Jaziel the son of Abner, of Dan, Azareel the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because Yahweh had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. Joab the son of Zeruiah began to number, but he finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures was Asmaveth the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jehonathan the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezri the son of Chelub. And over the vineyards was Shimei the Ramathite. Over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shipmite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal-Hanan the Gederite. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. And over the herds that fed in Sharon was Shitrai the Sharonite. And over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat the son of Adlai. Over the camels also was Obil the Ishmaelite. And over the donkeys was Jedaiah the Meronothite. And over the flocks was Jaziz the Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance which were King David's. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counsellor, a wise man and a scribe. And Jehiel the son of Hachmonai was with the king's sons, and Ahithophel was the king's counsellor, and Hushai the archite was the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king and of his sons, with the officers and with the mighty men and with all the valiant men, to Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren, and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. However, Yahweh God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever, for he has chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah the house of my father, and among the sons of my father he liked me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for Yahweh has given me many sons, he has chosen Solomon my son to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said to me, 'Solomon your son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom for ever, if he is constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day.' Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And you, Solomon my son, know you the God of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Take heed now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlours thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of Yahweh, and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and for all the vessels of service in the house of Yahweh. He gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of service. Even the weight for the candlesticks of gold, and for their lamps of gold, by weight for every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick, and also for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the meat hooks, and the bowls, and the cups, and for the golden basins he gave gold by weight for every basin, and likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. All this, said David, Yahweh made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it, fear not, nor be dismayed. For Yahweh God, even my God, will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with you for all the service of the house of God, and there shall be with you for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man, for any manner of service. Also the princes and all the people will be wholly at your command. 1 Chronicles chapter 20:9. Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for Yahweh God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistening stones and of diverse colours, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses therewith. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of craftsmen. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto Yahweh? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasury of the house of Yahweh by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Therefore David blessed Yahweh before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed are you, Yahweh God of Israel, our father, for ever and ever. Yours, O Yahweh, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honour come from you, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is no hope. O Yahweh, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name, and comes from your hand, and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you try the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy your people, which are present here, to offer willingly to you. O Yahweh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and prepare their heart unto you. And give to Solomon, my son, a perfect heart, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless Yahweh your God. And all the congregation blessed Yahweh, God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshipped Yahweh and the king. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings unto Yahweh on the next day after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel, and did eat and drink before Yahweh on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him unto Yahweh to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves to Solomon the king. And Yahweh magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honour, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over the kingdoms of the countries.